The day after tomorrow in German is over tomorrow. Over is über. Über, the V of over, über, U umlaut, B-E-R, über. So.
Übermorgen?
So, übermorgen means the day after tomorrow. Übermorgen. But otherwise, über. Über means over. So you can überfahren jemanden. You can drive over somebody or something. Überfahren. But you will find words where über, but the stress will be on über. To go there would be
dort.
Dort or dort?
Dorthin.
Dorthin.
The hin dorthin gives you a movement, a direction. So you can say, for instance, I want to go there. Ich will dorthin gehen. I want there to. Yes, I want to go there to, dorthin. You can also say, I want to go there. Ich will hingehen. Hin is a prefix. It's hingehen. You can also say, ich will dort hingehen. I want to go there, meaning there. And the hin becomes a prefix to gehen. Ich werde hinfahren. I will go there and travel. So I'm going there would be ich, either walking or traveling.
Ich gehe hin.
Ich gehe hin. Or ich
fahre hin.
Ich fahre hin. So hin is towards there. The opposite direction of hin is her, towards here. At some point, you told me, come here. Do you remember? Come.
Kommen Sie hier.
Kommen Sie, and her. I corrected you. You said, kommen Sie hier. And I said, no, not kommen Sie hier, but kommen Sie towards here, which is
her.
You remember now?
Yeah.
Kommen Sie her. Kommen Sie her. You can say, kommen Sie hierher. Come towards here, but here. An emphasis on here. You can say, kommen Sie hierher. Hierher. Or just kommen Sie her. So, hin gives you a movement. A motor movement, hin, and her, the opposite, towards here. These two movements are very important because it moves verbs. Especially the her. The her can be shortened and you can say, for instance, herein would be towards here, in. Let's take hereinkommen, would be to come right in. So wollen Sie hereinkommen? Will you come in here?